Elderly people who fled the conflict in Sudan are struggling to find medical services at Gorom refugee camp in South Sudan. Jamila Salah Hassan, a Sudanese refugee in the camp, says she is suffering from chronic diseases that require urgent medical attention. She says, I'm suffering from diabetes and asthma. I came to the healthcare center here and found that they don't have equipment for asthma. I am told to go to Juba, but there are no services for chronic diseases there. I am requesting that oxygen should be brought here. I came here at 7, but I could not get an injection. 57-year-old Asha Hassan Mohammed is another Sudanese refugee suffering from diabetes and arthritis, a disease that affects human joints. Mohammed says she had planned to travel to Jordan for treatment, but the war disrupted her plans. Mohammed says her knees hurt, making her unable to walk on her own. She says the healthcare center in the camp does not have medication for her health condition. She says, I have been taken to the health center several times, but I was told that there were no services for my treatment here except in Juba. And to go to Juba, I should have a refugee card. I have 3 months here. Now I rely on these women to walk and to bathe. Zedine Abdul Karim Mohammed, another Sudanese refugee at the Gorom camp, can only walk with crutches because of a disease that has made his foot swell. He says he was referred to Juba Teaching Hospital.
I was taken to Juba Teaching Hospital, but I was abandoned at the hospital for hours. Later, I was sent for X-ray. To find a doctor to see the result from X-ray, I was not able to see the doctor. I was returned to the camp in the evening without any treatment.
Joyce Dominic, the health manager at Gorom Refugee Settlement, says treatment for diabetes is available at the facility. She says registered refugees with health conditions that require advanced attention are often referred to Juba Teaching Hospital.
We have one case that normally received the insulin, and then we have the solar fridge here. If that patient is having malaria, we have the treatment for malaria here free of charge. It doesn't require any proof of registration. The proof of registration is only needed if the patient is going to Juba for a medical operation. Medical operation, admission in Juba. If you are not registered and your condition requires, for example, an operation at Juba Teaching Hospital, we cannot pay for that one.
The Africa Committee for the Rehabilitation of South Sudan, or ACROSS, is partnering with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to provide humanitarian support to about 9,000 Sudanese refugees at Gorom Refugee Settlement. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.